Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is Patriots Friday on Sports Radio WEEI. Patriots Friday is presented in part by Toyota's official website for deals, buyatoyota.com.
By Putnam Investments, proud Patriots partners, committed to an active game plan on the field and off.
And by AdCare. If you're struggling with alcohol, AdCare can help. Call 1-800-ALCOHOL.
This hour of the Greg Hill Morning Show brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, with locations in Salem, New Hampshire, and in Dedham next to Legacy Place.
And now,
join me at Fitzy Friday, Black Friday, me and Fitzy 7 to 11.
Ooh, excited. Much excited.
A strange version of the Greg Hill Show.
Why are you starting at 7? You should start at 6. Well, that's when the program starts.
Stop it.
Cultural change is hard.
Then I'll be closing Friday night out for you from what time? 3 to 7?
3 to 7.
Who are you doing a clopening?
I don't know who I'm with.
Brian Barrett.
It's you and Mrs. Wiggins.
Ooh, that's a show I've listened to.
Jermaine is fraudulent. He's fraudulent.
Yeah. Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Everybody be safe tonight and
be safe,
tomorrow.
Guys.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
And the Radio.com app.
Intercom.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
With your host.
Greg, the host. Good Steve Greg.
Journalism standard, Greg Hill.
According to AAA, a mere 48 million people will take to the roads today.
That's it?
People are not celebrating Thanksgiving. They're not traveling to celebrate Thanksgiving, Ken. Just 48 million Americans are going to get on the road and go somewhere today.
2 weeks later.
Featuring the very inappropriate Danielle Murr.
Is the house down there big enough so that Giselle and AB don't ever have to run into each other? Like, is she down making breakfast and AB walks in the morning?
Do you want a bag of dicks this morning, Antonio?
Fish, you want a bag of dicks?
Do you want maple syrup?
Joined by...
They jell of us else!
Wiggy.
If you can somehow put together an unbelievable game plan, you might be able to beat the Rams, and that's where you'll be able to go 6-0. And end the season at 10-6 and be able to get in the playoffs. Because I don't think 9-6...
So you think there is a legitimate chance that this Patriots team wins out and makes the playoffs at 10-6, Jermaine Wiggins?
Yes, I do. It's a...
And behind the glass, our own Statler and Waldorf, Ken and Curtis.
The turkeys of the year. I'm bringing it back morning.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Why didn't you run this by me?
Because
we are not doing the turkeys. What are you going to do, celebrity birthdays after that? Not doing that.
Dino's going to call in with celebrity birthdays at 8.
Happy birthday to Dino.
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
And losers they are.
You're going to get a COVID.
Wear a mask around your family.
The virus.
Cover it.
Some of the morning show hosts who don't have a clue what they're talking about. They're not smart people.
On sports radio.
Cheers. Crushing beers and watching the Pats.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
Bring them out. Look at that beautiful, beautiful bird. Oh, so lucky. That is a lucky bird.
Well, Fitzy's already a bit rattled to be back in his old spot. You were happy to be out of mornings. I know that, Nick, man.
Oh, the alarm went off this morning, and I looked at it like, what the hell is wrong with you? This isn't when we wake up anymore. And don't you know how difficult it is? There's a lot of people listening to us right now, Ken Laird, that are saying the same thing. Why am I up now? I'm not working today. I should just be still extending my tryptophan-fueled turkey nap, a fuller belly, a looser belt. Nothing to do today. Instead, back in the mornings. But no Curtis, no Greg, just Ken. Good times.
There you go. See, that's an optimistic way to spin it. I saw no Greg Hill Instagram posting of any kind, so I'm a little nervous as to what he actually did yesterday, because typically...
He was too busy with so many people.
I guess.
No, I believe he was actually having a small family Thanksgiving.
I'm sure he was.
That's what he tried to pitch to us.
Following the Mary Lou Sutter's guidance. and your many, many radio stops, including those decades in New York. Were you ever a morning radio guy?
No. Never. This was my first. No, I was always
that
an
explains
afternoon.
Explains the look on your face.
Yes, I was always an afternoon guy. 2 to 6. That was the jam. Oh no, I used to do Sunday mornings on the weekends for football season.
That sounds like punishment.
Yeah, but Sunday. But it was a fantasy show, so that's not that bad.
Wow.
Cup of coffee, eight to nine.
You should be on the Jim Hackett fantasy show every Sunday on WEI.
I used to enjoy doing a little 8 to 9 hacksaw fantasy style.
Hacksaw 3 hours yesterday. It was a big one.
Wow.
On Thanksgiving Day.
Jimmy.
Devin McCourty will join us shortly here on the Black Friday edition of the Greg Hill Morning Program. If you are up for whatever reason, we welcome your calls, 617-779-7937. Bradfo also going to join us in the 8 o'clock hour today for a mini, and I mean mini, hot stove preview of the big hot stove show tonight, 7 to 10. You think you drew the short straw. Bradfo, 7 to 10, Friday night, Black Friday, all baseball all the time. And Scal's going to join us, we think, at 10, although he stiffed us over the past weekend. He postponed. We think Scal's going to join us for the latest in Celtics talk.
Look at that. A nice little variety. You're welcome, everyone. Nice. We're having a flash Black Friday sale on great interviews, hot talk, and your calls.
And you've already got a request from Jeff on Twitter to redo Baby Come Back by the Players to Brady Come Back.
That's actually been
many
done.
Many parodies of Nick Fitzy Stevens on the morning show.
That's been done.
By you or somebody else?
No, someone else years ago. We could find that. I could redo it. I could recontextualize it. I don't know if I have a
song
parody into it.
Oh,
no, please, are you kidding me? What these golden tones could do? The Pavarotti of the South Shore?
You better get the pipes ready, buddy. We got 4 hours to fill.
Yeah, this is your favorite Saturday afternoon show, repackaged and repurposed for a shopping-centric, no-work-filled Friday morning.
On a day when nobody's actually shopping outside their homes.
Correct.
For the first time ever, this will be more people buying online than our perusing. You can't even, is the curfew go through 7? I think Baker's curfew, like, you can probably just now go to a store.
Would you go to a mall today?
Are you kidding me?
You don't do it.
Who
I know.
Who are you talking to? That's how Cam Newton got, we think.
No. There's not the South Shore Plaza.
That's confirmed, though.
You will speak no ill of a place where both my mother and I worked for many, many a year.
I got no problem with the South Shore Plaza.
Fabulous
but
place.
In a pandemic, was not the best move for Cam.
May not have been. But, you know, you figure if you're a guy like Cam Newton, you know what you can probably do? Have somebody bring you some fabulous hats.
Let's get to the traditional start to the Greg Hill.
The lead.
Oh, I've been thinking about a fortune, and I've decided that we're really not to play.
The lead. Presented by Always Health Partners, a different kind of health plan, helping people and businesses be ready to meet the evolving care needs of today, tomorrow, and always. Learn more at alwayshealthpartners.org. Moody Blues fan?
No, not so much.
Yeah, deep cut on the Moody Blues. Here's the lead from the Laird Band today. I think I've waffled on this for a couple months as to whether the NFL should have played or pushed to the spring. I'm convinced that college football should have and high school football. Mm-hmm. Should have punted to the spring. And do I look right on that front with the vaccines promising and COVID escalating. But the NFL, the news of the Baltimore Ravens and the now 10 players, 8 starters on the COVID list and a staff member, reportedly head strength coach Steve Saunders, who was not wearing a mask or a tracking device, has bumped me back over to the NFL also should have pushed to the spring. We've got a Baltimore-Pittsburgh game set for this Sunday, which will, if they force the Ravens to play, I mean, 8 starters speaks for itself. The game is an embarrassment. It's a joke.
It's already off, you know, it's off the board in Vegas, and it's not likely to go back on the board because...
It should be.
Now, is there some sort of like, come on, guys, we can do it. Let's rally. Like, we've lost a couple in a row. We're in a death spiral. We got to pull ourselves up by the bootstraps, or is this just like... Yeah, we got no chance. They're playing an undefeated team on the an angry undefeated team on the road, Ken.
It's going to gift the Steelers an undefeated season. I mean, this may be their last tough game. They'll go to 11-0 basically by default. Some people think the Ravens should forfeit the game just outright for improper protocol, which is in the NFL COVID rules that they could do that.
Strength and conditioning coach with no mask, no contact tracing device.
It's the Greg Hill of the Baltimore Ravens organization.
I was thinking it. You said it.
Don't you think if this NFL season had... I know we've had a lot of Sundays where we've gotten a lot of joy out of watching football in whatever form. But if this is the start of the league collapsing and they've got to add a week 18, And eventually they've got an eighth playoff team. If the COVID numbers continue this way, Baltimore's not going to be the only franchise that has this. This will just spiral into a total mess every week. I am seriously concerned about the NFL finishing. And if they had started in the spring, post-vaccine, I know it's odd timing, but we would have had an impeccable full 17 weeks. You push the next season back a little bit. Come on. You're on my side here. They should have pushed it.
You know what's killing me is that all of these Wednesday articles that get quote tweeted by you, like new Laird column, read brilliance. You won't believe this. You'll be on my side. Get on board the Laird ship. I always think when you first put them out, like, God, man, just Ken's gone further down the road to crazy town. And then you know what happens? 6 to 8 weeks later, damn it, Ken, you're right.
I'm right a lot.
You are right more often than you are wrong here. Why don't the people want to listen to you?
I don't know. I've been shamed into
what? Ken Jong-un, the Laird-y cat. Yeah. I know, like you're a communist. You live in a cocoon of fear.
Right, right. I blame my colleagues on the morning show.
Mm-hmm. I pulled the ripcord. Look at me. Healthy, fit, happy.
What's hot this morning in the Fitzy mind?
All right, Ken, I don't think they should have punted to go to the springtime. I think the NFL should have tried to play. I still think the plan to extend the season would have been the smartest one. 4 weeks, week off, 4 weeks, week off. You should have built contingency weeks, some COVID prep weeks, if you will, so that when things like this happen, like nobody wants, if you're going to watch Ravens Steelers, which is traditionally the most like 1970s style NFL football that we play today, 3 hours of car accidents, they hate each other. These are great watches. And now we're going to get a pallid impersonation of Ravens Steelers at best on Sunday. Great for the Yinsburgers, terrible for Ravens fans or anyone else who was looking forward to watching it. Not to mention NBC, who missed probably the most rapt and immobile Thursday Night Football Thanksgiving viewing audience last night. Huge chance to cash in on a ratings bonanza. We were all desperate for it last night.
Totally.
Although I did enjoy watching Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade last night.
Wow, that is a strange pick.
It was on. I'm not watching Christmas Vacation. I have told you how I feel about Christmas Vacation, Ken. My lead this morning dovetails off of yours that with the Ravens now on COVID watch, losing 10 players, 8 starters, they're 6-4. You can't take for granted any of these 6-4 teams being able to finish 9-7, 10-6, 11-5, and that although they're 4-6, just when I thought it was going to be a stress-free finale to the season, and we would look to see who's going to make an impact, who's with us next year, and how the Patriots can improve, now with the possibility of an eighth playoff spot, this supposed stress-free watch the rest of the way is going to be a frustration-filled watch for Patriots fans. Because if they do win 4 out of 6, or maybe even 5 out of the last 6, somehow, like Wiggy holds hope, I know they'll still probably finish 7-9. But just in case they do, Ken, we're going to look back to the goal line play in Seattle. We're going to bemoan Cam not switching hands against Buffalo on that final run with 20 seconds left. There will be the 1 or 2 losses along the way.
I think that's the bigger one, the Bills fumble.
1 or 2 losses, and you're right, it's probably going to end up being the Bills one. There will be 1 or 2 losses along the way that should they have gone the right way for this very imperfect, developing, transitional Patriots team is going to keep them out of the 7th or possibly 8th playoff spot. And although we all know they're not great, it's going to be frustrating.
You know what? But there's a chance.
There's still a chance.
If 8 teams make it, if this goes the way it's trending now,
NFL has to be thinking about bumping this game. How do you play? How do you make the Ravens play the Steelers and then the Cowboys? Actually,
they should forfeit. Honestly, they should forfeit the game.
Sunday?
The Ravens should forfeit. It should be a Pittsburgh win.
They should have played last night.
And there is NFL rules that suggest that's in the Goodell playbook. Mm-hmm. He could go to that if he'd like to.
That's his new the COVID article 4-6.
I mean, you get a strength coach going Greg Hill without a mask all around the facility.
These are weird times, man.
These are strange times. All right. It is Laird and Fitzy. And for the guys, and Danielle, who I do believe posted yesterday, so she was active. This November 27th, 617-779-7937, if you'd care to weigh in on the COVID issues in the NFL. But coming up next, we're going to have Devin McCourty on our Patriots Friday. We'll hear from Devin. He and the defense, I can't think they're feeling great after the Houston game. They did, in the second half, hold the Texans to a couple field goals. Mm-hmm. And as we saw Houston yesterday, that's obviously an explosive team. So I'm not going to try to honk it up and say that it was a good performance by the defense, but they did make some adjustments. They'll have a similar challenge with Kyler Murray this week. We'll see what Devin thinks about that. It's two pretty good quarterbacks in a row. But before Devin, we find out what is trending here on WEI.
Mike Lombardi joins OMF today at 4. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Details and authorized Subaru retailers at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Patriots Friday on EEI. Pats and the Cardinals Sunday, 1 o'clock at Gillette. The injury report is lengthy. Kyle Duggar did not participate in the Thursday practice in the morning. He was added to the list after going on Wednesday, so that's a bit of a concern, Fitzy, against this pretty explosive Arizona offense. I mean, they actually, points per game, they're eighth in the league.
Mm-hmm.
29 points per game. So they are no joke.
Two good backs, a bunch of good receivers, and a quarterback that moves around like a caffeinated jitterbug. You need all of the safety and middle of the field help you can get. Not having Duggar Sunday, that could be a problem.
Although, no Larry Fitzgerald. He will not make the trip. He is on the COVID-19 list. I believe he tested positive, but I want to double check on that. He could just be a close contact, but I think he actually tested positive for the virus. DeAndre Hopkins will be there, though. He tweeted yesterday, quote, "Thankful for the Arizona Cardinals believing in me enough to trade me for a second rounder," end quote. So good old Bill O'Brien shot on Thanksgiving by Hopkins.
And that Texans offense looked pretty good yesterday without him.
Yes, they did. 41-25 over the Lions. Matt Patricia squarely on the hot seat, if not dead man walking already.
What is he doing? Why is he still there? That's 2 weeks in a row, by the way. Watson carved up a Patriots-esque defense. He has cracked the code of the Belichick-style defense.
He's
for
just
sure.
Flat good. Washington football team is in first place in the NFC East. They beat the Cowboys 41-16. It was sort of close for a while, and then it just got away from Dallas, who lost a couple of linemen. They're 4-7 in first place. We told you about the Ravens. Lamar Jackson has COVID-19. He won't play. The game is on as of now, 1:15 on Sunday. Steelers and the Ravens. Pac-12 canceling USC Colorado.
Mm.
USC doesn't have enough scholarship players in a certain position group to play due to COVID. It'll be a no contest. Colorado now plays San Diego State. I can't even keep track of the college cancellations. And college hoops, BC beat URI. College hoops is underway. 69-64 in the 2K Empire Classic yesterday. That's what's trending on the Greg Hill Morning Show.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
It's time for Devin McCourty here on the Greg Hill Morning Show, the Black Friday edition. I'm Ken Laird with Nick Fitzy Stevens alongside me in for the crew today. Devin brought to you by Twisted Tea, the original hard iced tea, by East Coast Metal Roofing, By Fletcher Granite, your local granite supplier, cutting and providing granite to our communities right down to the curbs outside your homes and businesses, and by Zuti. Build any apps your company needs in a week. Visit Zuti.com for details. And here he is on the Harbor One Hotline, Devin McCourty. Good morning, Devin. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Pretty good. Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Yeah, it was good. Small, but it was good. Kids ran around all day, so a good time just being at home.
Practice as well, or did you guys get the whole day off?
No practice. We practice in the morning and meetings, and then got out a little earlier just to be with the fam and obviously eat well.
So, Devin, I feel like I have to ask you, as a concerned Patriots fan, as well as someone who watched the game last Sunday, obviously it was a tough one. Didn't go the way we and probably you guys thought as well, but take me back to the second quarter. Are you still feeling it after that collision with Watson? That was a hell of a play. How were you feeling afterwards, and did that one sting a little bit for a couple days afterward?
No, I'm fine. I mean, that's football. There's a lot of high-speed collisions, so it just happens, you know. Not the first time I've been in a high-speed collision in football. Obviously, I would have liked him to fall either way, but, you know, tough play right on the goal line. But, I was back at practice, no injury report, so I've been fine.
He's really something else. And every game where you guys have played him since he entered the league back in 2017, he really seems to find a second gear and turn it on against you guys. Last year, you guys blitzed him a lot, had a tough time. This year, you guys sort of stayed at home and tried to play more coverage. And then as we saw yesterday, now it seems like he's really gotten going because he just carved up the Lions yesterday. What is it about him? He really seems a unique talent.
Yeah, I mean, he's a great player. I mean, you watch him in college, then he got to the pros, I would say. He's been able to do very similar things. I think his ability to throw the ball, I think, doesn't really get talked about a lot. And I think he does a really good job when he's in the pocket, able to make all the throws, and then if he does need to escape and you know, make you miss and get down the field, he's able to do that. So we had a tough time, you know, I think, trying to handle both when he stayed in the pocket and making good throws, and then also his ability to just extend plays was tough. And, you know, I think it's something we'll see again Sunday with Kyler Murray, who I would say is very similar, not the same size, but probably a little quicker and faster. And does a good job of, when he's in the pocket, making some really good throws, and then has the ability to run. And you've seen him make a lot of guys miss this year when I would say they've had him, you know, either leverage or contain, and just his ability to escape. So a very similar task Sunday that we had to face last week.
Devin, did you see this coming? You've been in the league a long time, this trend for these dual-threat quarterbacks. Or are you surprised there are so many good ones now that are around, including Kyler Murray?
No, I think you started to see it. Over the last couple of years, there's been just a wave of quarterbacks that have come in the league. And even the ones that I would say are considered like pocket passers are still able to move around and make plays and extend time, you know, just with their legs. They're athletic enough to do that. I look at a guy even in our division like Sam Darnold and even Josh Allen, who, you know, is more known for running. But both those guys can stay in the pocket, you know, strong arms, make throws, but both of them are very skilled and athletic enough to escape the pocket and make plays that way. So it puts a lot of pressure on defenses, and I would say offenses are a little different even than when I first got in the league. It's not as much, you know, two back and downhill. It's a lot of spread formations, and these quarterbacks are able to see the field, and then when they do run, it's a lot of space because a lot of formations are spread out.
Devin, I know this is unfamiliar territory for yourself and other veteran leaders who have been around for a while, gone to the playoffs almost every year, been to and won multiple Super Bowl championships, and now you guys find yourselves with your back against the wall at 4-6. I read this quote from Matthew Slater earlier this week that I thought was very telling, and I appreciate his leadership here. He said that 2020, the season has exposed, quote, glaring holes in my leadership, but, quote, it's growing me as a man. What's the feeling like amongst the veterans, yourself, obviously, we heard from Slater, in terms of this position you guys find yourself in right now?
I would say a lot of guys just finding ways to try to do more. I think, you know, like you said, we've been here for a while, so you get accustomed to what you need to do each season. And obviously it always changes a little bit. dictating on the events and things that happen on the team or the players on the team. But I will say this year has just been different. So you've tried to find ways to do more, to lead in different ways, to set an example in different ways. And I will say we try to do that, and we continue to try to do that. And, I have, some understanding and agreement what Slate said. It definitely grows you as you try to find ways to help the team and lead and try to go out there and win. So we just got to keep at it. We got to keep doing those things. And that's just the way sometimes it kind of unfolds. Not always going to go your way, but I think we just got to continue to battle, and that's what we've been doing day in and day out. And we got to just continue to do those things, and it'll show up, on the scoreboard. It won't always be the way we want. But I would say as a team, we've gotten better. We've developed, good habits and different things like that that you've been able to see. But it hasn't always resulted in the consistency that we want. So we just got to keep our head down and keep battling.
Yeah, and I know you said that you were glad to be part of the new England back in that Players Tribune piece, and that you were embracing the challenge. I'm just curious, you play the games. There's no tank in New England. That's an absurd thought. But you gotta win the game on Sunday. But what part of this also is, veteran leadership and mentorship, in that, you want to make sure that these new guys in the locker room don't get used to losing or don't feel like, oh man, it's just not the way it used to be. You got to keep the morale up while still trying to win the game on Sunday. How do you balance that?
Each week is like a reset button. So I think just having that ability to understand each week when you come in, it's kind of forgetting what happened last week, and that's win or loss, and trying to move on. And I think that's what we've tried to show these young guys, that mentality, because, no matter this season, next season, however it goes, that's still a mentality that will lead to success. You can't kind of just stay planted on whatever happened the last week. You have a big win. You can't just think about that all week. You got to move on to the next opponent. So that's also, been an aspect of leadership and mentoring these young guys of, understanding it's a little different in college where, in college you sometimes have, the 4, 5, or 6 games circled, and then every other game you just have more talent than other team. Like, that doesn't happen in this league. Each week is tough. Each week you're going against a team that can beat you. So we've tried to show the guys that, and I think all of that is developing a process of how you prepare and how you get ready. So that's definitely a part of, I would say, every season, and especially this season as we continue to try to grow as a team. It's showing all of these guys, what we learned from the guys that were in front of us, the Vince Wilfers, the Logan Mankins, all of those guys who were great leaders.
Devin McCourty, our guest on the Harbor One Hotline here on Sports Radio WEEI. Ken Laird and Nick Stevens in for the crew here on the Greg Hill Morning Show. Devin, I don't know how you react to the news of Baltimore getting 10 players on the COVID list, including obviously Lamar Jackson. You guys have had your share of battles with the virus this year. Are you more impressed with the way your team and the league has handled this all season, or are you starting to get more worried based on the state of the country and some of the outbreaks like Baltimore has?
Yeah, I think the second part of what you just said, just the outbreak of the country. I mean, we're in it. So I would expect, what's happening in Baltimore, maybe not to be to the same extent, but, over this holiday weekend and then as Christmas starts to roll around, as families start to gather, I know state by state, governors are asking people to, be in small groups and family. But 2020 has been rough, and holidays are always a time for people to get together. So I expect our league to, kind of represent what the nation has showed us, where you will see cases rise. So it'll be interesting to see, next week and going forward, how everything kind of unravels. I think the league has done a good job, especially since early this season, of trying to handle all of these things. But the large team outbreaks are tough, man. Like, what Baltimore's going through is a little bit more rapid than ours. But, coming in day after day and a new positive, it gets a little frustrating, and it wears on you, just the different adjustments you have to make of being out of the building. And, even once you're back in the building, no locker room access. Like, it's a lot that goes on once it gets in the building. So we've just been trying to do our best to keep it out and, avoid having to be back in the situation we were for a couple weeks. So we're just hoping and trying to do our best with that.
One quick one before we get to the Twisted Tea question of the week to wrap it up, Devin. How's Bill these days? We've have a chance to talk to him every Monday here in the station, and we obviously hear from him with his Zoom press conferences every day. Like we said, challenging season. Is he still Bill? Is it same old Bill, or is Belichick? Have you seen him evolve as we've all had to evolve during 2020?
Yeah, I mean, it's still running the team. So, you know, I think for all of us, it's been trying to figure out what's best for the team, trying to do different things that will help us hopefully get to a win. And, you know, I would say he's always been like that. So even though it's adjustment and taking care of business that way, I would say he's still very similar to how he always is with his leadership and with pushing guys and trying to get the best out of the team. That has never changed since I've been here.
All right, it's time for the Twisted Tea question of the week, and it's brought to you by Twisted Tea, the original hard iced tea and the ultimate day drinking beverage. Get some Twisted Tea for the games this weekend. Twisted Tea, keep it twisted. Devin, usually on Thanksgiving night, that's like when we all sort of turn and start watching holiday or Christmas movies. I particularly have caught a lot of flack here the last couple weeks because I think National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation may be the most overrated Christmas movie in history, so I would like to know, what is your go-to holiday movie? What's your favorite Christmas movie? It's the first one you turned into.
Home Alone. Home Alone 1 and 2 are my go-tos. I can to watch those every year. And as my kids get older, I'm trying to make sure that they watch them so they stay in the family tradition.
Yes, there we go. See, there's a man of refined taste. Home Alone, Ken. Home Alone. Those are funny movies.
Can't go wrong with that. Devin, enjoy the weekend here, the prep, and good luck against Arizona on Sunday. Thanks for joining us.
Appreciate it, guys. Have a good one.
Devin McCourty getting ready for the Cardinals without Larry Fitzgerald. Yeah, that'll be somewhat of an encouraging sign, I'm sure, from the Pats defense, but still a lot of weapons there. A
lot of guys to be concerned about. On any given play, you have to account for Drake, Edmonds, Hopkins.
Arizona's
Kirk.
Run offense is second in football, which I guess is Kyler Murray related. It's just got to be all Murray, right?
Well, no, it was halfway. Murray significantly adds to it, but Drake's got some good yardage on the season. Edmonds, a lot of people argue that Edmonds should be the starter. He's filled in more than admirably. He's made a case that he could be a number one on a lot of teams in the NFL. But yeah, when your quarterback has 600 rushing yards and 10 touchdowns. But this was also a little bit of a transition they made last year. When they started the 2019 season, Cliff Kingsbury came straight in that we're going to do a pro-style version of the Texas Tech air raid offense. Wasn't working quite as well. Halfway through the season, incorporated the run game more, and that's when their offense took off.
6-4 Cardinals are a favorite at Gillette Sunday. It is interesting with the Ravens COVID thing. There is now that contingency plan the NFL has put in, Fitzy, that if each conference cancels meaningful games, they could go to 8 teams in per conference.
That's right.
And go to, I guess, win percentage, right? Some teams would not finish the year. They wouldn't have to. So that's big news for Pats fans. I mean, you would have a chance to get in. Now, I guess you would play the one seed, which wouldn't be great.
I'll take as much meaningful football as I can get, number one.
Because Pats, Steelers, and a, you know,
fine. Sign me up. You don't think that Belichick could find a way to keep that game close until eventually somebody fumbles or throws a pick in the fourth quarter that tears our heart out for the umpteenth time this season?
As a guy who lived in Pittsburgh, grew up there, obviously, and covered the team, Steelers fans are so... the Patriots are so in their head. If that unbeaten Steelers team faces New England in whatever capacity week one, it would be.
Oh, my God. I would ask for nothing else in 2021. Nothing else.
Oh, my God.
If the Patriots somehow got to 9-7, squeaked into the playoffs.
Or even 8-8 at the end. At 8-8.
If they found a way to squeak in at 8-8, 9-7, and as the 8th seed due to COVID, they traveled to Pittsburgh to take on the 16-0 Steelers.
Right.
It would, of course, only be...
Or 15-0 if the Baltimore game's canceled. But whatever.
Can you imagine if it was up to the Patriots to try to prevent the Steelers from having a perfect season? I mean, the delicious poetic justice and irony of that would be out of this world, Ken. Oh.
Do you think they would really get in? Like, looking at the schedules, initially I thought this is tough. Steelers are going to be in. Chiefs are going to win the division. Mm-hmm. Whoever wins the AFC South, which those teams play each other... Titans, Colts this weekend.
I think they both could make it.
Probably both get in.
Yep.
And then whoever the AFC East winner is, if you want to give it would you chalk the Bills up as the winner right now?
Yes. They're a better team than the Dolphins.
They have 7 wins. They have the Chargers, which is an interesting game, Sunday. That's a preview for the next week for the Patriots.
Bet the over.
Then the Niners, they also have the Broncos in there. So I don't think the Bills are going to stumble. They have a chance to go in 2-4. They do play the Steelers. You play the Dolphins. But I would say, okay, give the Bills the division.
That's 10 wins easy, yeah.
You're going to give the Colts and the Titans, that's 5.
Yep.
So who are your other 3 playoff teams?
I'm going to say
Browns.
The 7-3, and they don't have a tough schedule.
7-3, they have the Jags, the Giants, and the Jets left. That's, I mean, I think they're in.
That's 10.
Okay, so who are the other 2 playoff teams?
I got to tell you, the Raiders are pretty good. They're frisky.
6-4. They have the Falcons Sunday.
Mm-hmm. They look like they could be on their way to
Jets
after
that.
Yep, see? Everyone gets the Jets. You get a Jets. You get a Jets. You get a Jets. So the Raiders could squeak it to 9, which means that if they do go to Week 18, and I understand, audience, at this point, there is no Week 18 yet, so we're just talking about something completely hypothetical, but, mm-hmm. you know, as Keyshawn Johnson says, now we're playing sports radio. We're playing radio.
Mm-hmm.
If there were an eighth team in the American Football Conference, you would basically see a scrum between the free-falling, COVID-ridden Ravens,
right,
the Dolphins, Patriots, and then if, I don't know, the Broncos or the Texans.
Yeah.
Does anyone want to play the Texans the way they're playing offense right now?
Right, but the Ravens could legitimately collapse here now.
Yes.
They're 6-4. They're already in a free fall. They play the Steelers. Well, we don't know about this weekend, where they're going to be about 8 starters, maybe more, if they play this game.
Quick bit of tweedia I would like to share. That's some Twitter media there, Mr. Ken.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Chatham, I think, kind of nailed this. Patriots basically took 2 L's off COVID, lost their QB before one game, played the next one with only 1 practice. It happens. This season is messed up. Ravens are in a similarly unfortunate spot now. They must play and take their L as well. If not, no integrity in this season.
They must play. See,
see, how come if the Patriots, but if the Pats were forced to play, how come the Ravens won't be forced to play? We lost a quarterback. They lost a quarterback.
They have 8 starters out. 8.
That's why you have the giant taxi squad.
I mean, what are we doing?
Look, we're either playing or we're not. That's the thing.
They're missing Mark Ingram, J.K. Mm-hmm. Dobbins, their mm-hmm. nose tackle Brandon Williams, Calais Campbell, and 6 other starters. Plus, of course, Lamar Jackson. RG3's in. I mean, BC has a better chance against the Steelers.
Never tell me the odds. Come on, where's that fighting Ballmer spirit?
But back to the playoff chase for the Patriots.
Okay.
The Dolphins could collapse here as well, given the Tua stuff going on.
I thought Denver was going to beat them last Sunday. I feel like they got a little bit exposed in that game.
Of course, they have the Jets this weekend. Everybody, back to you get a Jets.
Damn it. Jets.
Oh my God, do the Jets play every good team that the Patriots beat lose 20, every week?
Do the Jets have 25 games? I mean, you're going to get Trevor Lawrence. You don't need to keep proving to us you're terrible. You're going to lose all your games. We get it.
All right. Top of the hour at 8, we get to my hot, and I mean hot, still hot, 3 days. The Brady,
sizzling.
The Brady column still continues to rack up clicks on the website. Brady made a mistake, and I want you to admit that I'm right and that Brady was wrong. He should have took the small offer. Also, the GM of the Pacers has spoken and basically confirmed that the Celtics had an offer on the table that the Celtics were asking too much for. So I'm going to get to that at some point.
Ooh.
But we get the news next, as we do every morning here on the Greg Hill Show about this time. The Black Friday edition, Ken Laird, Nick Fitzy Stevens in. We'll do the news next.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than 1 billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter.
Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI. It's time for...
Here's your news story.
The news.
Confronted Fisher in the backyard of his home. Next page.
With your host...
Hello.
Danielle Murr.
What would you do if you lost your sense of taste?
Lose 40 pounds?
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, specializing in men's sexual health.
Worth it!
On Sports Radio WEEI.
We're not breaking any news here, Curtis.
The news on the Greg Hill Morning Show is presented by Northeast Men's Health with two locations, one in Dedham next to the Legacy Place and another in Salem, New Hampshire, online at northeastmenshealth.com. Danielle offered today, as is Greg, Curtis, Wiggy. Well, Wiggy will be in this afternoon with Barrett, I believe, 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. Fitzy's here.
Don't ever talk to me like that again. Don't ever talk to the president that way.
Yeah, we got to get to Trump. Before we do.
Big man, tiny desk, news at 11.
It is Black Friday.
Yes.
There are more people online than in person for the first time ever. However, our Lou Merlone, your reporting, is out and about at the stores.
How about this? We go now to the breaking WEEI personality desk where Lou Merlone tweeted out 37 minutes ago, Happy Black Friday, got up at 4, sat in line at GameStop, only to find he's out shopping.
What is he doing? What has happened to his life?
What do you mean what's happened to
his life?
Professional
baseball player waiting in line at GameStop? Sorry, go ahead.
He's a good man.
I like Lou, but I'm just saying.
He's a good dad. This is what dads do.
Okay.
Get out there. I should be doing the same thing. Instead, I'm in here recycling Brady Aarons for the 19th time this week. Happy Black Friday. Got up at 4, sat in line at GameStop, only to find out, oh, he even added Microsoft. At Microsoft, sent them 6 Xbox. 6! Hundreds of parents in line. Maybe send more than 6 so parents can put a smile on their kids' faces Xmas morning. Supply demand in 2020. Get bent.
I know I'll get text for this, but I'd like to report the CDC's new edict. Shopping in crowded retail stores today are listed as high-risk COVID activities to avoid. So we want to head home, Lou. Over 6 million traveled via airplanes the last couple days.
Wow.
It is amazing. The new CDC forecast is 321,000 deaths by December 19th.
Whoa. We did it, guys.
We did it.
God, congratulations to us.
Mr. Cheery Laird this morning.
Get over 300,000. I'm actually flying on an airplane soon.
Are you really?
I will.
Where?
Why? I'm not worried about flying on an airplane as much.
You're tired of driving to the Cape now?
I don't believe flying on an airplane is as dangerous right now as everyone says it is. Especially if you mask up.
We have not heard a bunch of outbreaks of airplane travel.
We haven't heard. No, the same way that we heard like cruise ships. You couldn't.
This will be the test, though. We've got a great experiment going on now over the next 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. We'll find out.
Over to Trump, who took questions for the first time since Election Day.
Didn't want to do it.
3 weeks since the election. He said in regards to whether he will leave the building if he loses and the Electoral College votes it, certainly I will. He wouldn't commit to attending Biden's inauguration, however. But he did have a back and forth with reporters, as Fitzy alluded to, blasting a White House correspondence during a testy exchange. Here's that exchange.
If the Electoral College votes for Joe Biden on December 14th, will you concede the election?
It's going to be a very hard thing to concede because we know there was massive fraud. As to whether or not I can get this apparatus moving this quickly, because time isn't on our side. Everything else is on our side. Facts are on our side. This was a massive fraud. This should never take place in this country. We're like a third world country. We have machines that nobody knows what the hell they're looking at. I think it's a possibility. They're trying to look between you people. Don't talk to me that way. You're just a lightweight. Don't talk to me that way. I'm the president of the United States. Don't ever talk to the president that way. All right, I'm going to go with another question.
Ooh, don't ever talk to the president. Now that granted, I'm only president for like another 5-6 weeks. Not very happy.
Oh, boy. He also got upset on the golf course. He got a pre-dinner round of 18 in at Trump National in Sterling, Virginia. TMZ got this footage.
Ooh.
Hit his ball into the lake.
Mm. I thought he was like dear leader. I thought Trump has like a one handicap. Shoots about a 40 on 18 every time he gets out.
He was off yesterday. Shanked this one off the tee and into the drink. Here's the audio.
Ah,
Diaper Don is one of the texter calls him. There he is there. Now, he's also, the pardons have started, right?
Mm-hmm.
He already has pardoned General Flynn.
Yep. Which could come around. Which could, if, which if there is any, I did read, couldn't it come around to bite him in the ass though? Because Flynn could now, like Flynn now loses his ability to plead Fifth Amendment, so that if he's called to testify against Trump, he would have to.
Oh, I don't know that. Well, I mean, Trump's going to pardon himself. That'll be the crescendo. That'll be the. I mean, is there nothing
more perfect?
but he'll try.
I pardon me.
Everybody's wondering about Joe Exotic. Is he going to be among the list of those pardoned? Joe Exotic wrote a long Thanksgiving message, and he made his pitch. Quote, please pick up a phone on Monday and call your congressman and ask everyone you know to support asking President Trump to sign my pardon and make this right so I don't have to miss another Christmas without my loved ones. Blah, 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 blah.
Think about how much entertainment I gave y'all. Remember how during the pandemic you was all excited about the Tiger King? Well, look what I did for you. Maybe you could do this for Joe Exotic.
TMZ broke the story. This is from Joe's legal team, Eric Love, discussing the pardon possibilities.
President Trump, we're asking you, we're pleading with you, please sign the presidential pardon request that Team Tiger has submitted on behalf of Joe Exotic. He's been targeted just like you and folks in your administration. We are asking you, please sign the pardon. Let's get him home for the holidays. We are grateful for all the attention that this case has received. And we're grateful for you, President Trump. We're asking you, please, sir, sign the pardon. So we can get Joseph home and let him live his life again. God bless you. God bless your family. God bless your staff. Thank you for your consideration. Please sign the pardon.
Done deal. I mean, he's going to get pardoned.
Thank you for all the things you've done, Mr. President. Thank you. And just if you could just return the Tiger King to his cage where he could continue to molest them and do things that make people very uncomfortable between humans and animals. We'd appreciate it.
Our buddy Curtis, though, giddy yesterday morning at the conservative majority on the Supreme Court, blocking restrictions on religious services, 5-4. Amy Coney Barrett makes the swing vote there.
Now, I thought Curtis would have been busy out yesterday trying to narc people out for having family gatherings of more than 4 to 6.
I don't think he's the narking kind. He is the Quarantine 311 voice spokesperson of the show. But I wouldn't mind that. If anybody saw big parties yesterday, you can call 617-779-7937. Let me know where they were. I'll alert the authorities.
Now, let me tell you about the hoops my neighbors jumped through to be able to get together yesterday.
This is in Newton?
Yes, this is in Newton. Yes, me still living in the house.
Tuca Shed.
The house formerly known as Tuca Shed. I took that title with me to middays now. So my neighbors, their kids are in their 20s, and they've been observing social protocols. They've been distancing for months. They don't have the kids over because the kids obviously have roommates and boyfriends and girlfriends and go to work sometimes. So what they did was both kids didn't see their significant others for over 10 days, and they kind of quarantined and worked from home. And then this week, everyone in the family got tested so they could all verify we haven't been around other people for almost 2 full weeks. They all got tested. Everyone came back negative so that they – I mean, that's a lot of work and a lot of money that they had to spend and the time and the effort just to be able to hug your kids and have a Thanksgiving together. Now, I will say they made the most of it because when I finished watching Indiana Jones last night at 11 o'clock, they were crushing beers and ripping joints in the back porch. So good for my neighbors. They were doing a great job. What's that?
How did you not go over to
partake? Because I had to be up at 5:30 this morning to come in here with you. I did my job, Ken Laird.
I had a little bloodshot there, buddy.
I'm exhausted. Do you want to chase my kids around the house for a full Thanksgiving while making a meal for 10 while only seating 4?
Did you drop the mashed potatoes? Or did you posted that was a picture of somebody else?
Yes, it's kind of become a thing. Like Thanksgiving fails. People have been posting all of these photos of disasters, and this woman made a tray of mashed potatoes yesterday and dropped it on the way to the car. It splattered all over the house. She posted it, and Twitter just went bananas ripping her for it, and now that's sort of become a thing.
This is an annual thing, turkey fryer accident in New Bedford. 3 Massachusetts homes destroyed in a fire believed to be caused by deep frying a turkey. Explosion, frames ripped across the neighborhood, 27 people displaced, one woman seriously injured. Witnesses say the neighbor was frying a turkey and the propane tank exploded.
Oh, that's bad. Now, if you can watch YouTube videos, or you can just go right to social media and you'll see these comp reels, highlights of deep-fried turkey accidents. The problem is people put in too much oil, and then they don't think about the displacement when you have the bird going in. So then the oil overflows, and this oil, by the way, is boiling hot. So you have 350-degree peanut oil that then shoots out the sides, trickles down the side to the propane tank. So it goes from, oh, this seemed like a good idea. I mean, everyone tells me it's delicious, to, oh, my God, Linda, call the fire department. Jeez. Dear God. They're a disaster.
That was pretty well explained. Good job by you, mechanical engineering background of yours. And finally, one story out of Florida. This is Florida not like the rest of us. Some people have been using UV lamps to kill coronavirus. This has become a thing. They're damaging their eyes in the process. 7 patients in Miami needed treatment for cornea damage from UV light. The patients were staring in to the lamps, the UV lamps. Obviously not a good idea. Important to treat
Sun. Did they think that staring at the UV lamp would give them so much vitamin D that it would filter through their system and kill the corona?
Well, this is back to the Trump advice, right? God. The UV light.
I told you, just have a Lysol teeny. Make that cocktail of choice. Seriously? We're all experiencing macular degeneration because we're looking at our phones too much.
That's true.
And then trying to refocus on humanity, television screens, you know, or whatever else we used to pay attention to. But staring at a UV light, I mean, there is only so much that we can inform the public of or warn them off of, Ken. And it gets to a point where if they're gonna put a wet turkey in a freaking hot bucket of oil, or if they're gonna stare at a UV light for 2 hours, you get the reality you deserve.
It is Laird and Fitzy, a Black Friday edition of the Greg Hill Morning Show here on the 27th of November. You want to call? Feel free. 617-779-7937. Coming up next, maybe the last and defining Brady made a mistake segment of the week. We got a lot of Brady talk. Brady and Arians. You know what's going bad. Actually, we have further confirmation there is tension between the two.
Oof.
We'll play that audio for you.
Oof.
But the Laird column up this week is hot. It's still hot.
Linda, call the fire department. Ken Laird's column is on fire.
And I want Fitzy to acknowledge Brady should have taken the 1-year deal to stay in New England. That's next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.